Where are you now?
I'm in France now.
Oh, you are in France, but your elephant center is not in France.
No. We plan to open it in South Nepal.
Ah, perfect.
Because I've been many times in Nepal, and I saw, you know, that elephants were much older than they were supposed to be. And so it should be much more complicated to open a sanctuary here in France, you know. So Nepal seems to be the right place.
Yeah, it also seems that they have more elephants, so you don't have to bring them there. It is a retiring home, isn't it?
Yes. It's for old elephants, you know, because most of them are Indians, come from India, I think. You know, for the tourist rides in the park, no one can enter the park if you're not riding an elephant. So as there are many tourists now in Nepal, in Chitwan National Park, more and more people use elephant rides to go into the park. And then the people, Amauts, or owners, have old elephants, you know, most of the time. And even if you ask them a question, how old is the elephant, they always tell you, well, he's 30 or 35 years old, but it's never true. Most of the time, elephants are 60 years old, so it's a real problem in this country.
Vincent, just tell me your full name for our listeners.
Yes, my full name is Franier, Vincent Franier. It's spelled F like Frank, R-A-G-N-E, with an accent on the E. So it gives Vincent Franier.
Okay. So it's Vincent, really. No, it's not Vincent, it's Vincent.
Vincent, yes.
Vincent. Okay, it's difficult, but I try. Why do you want to do this?
Well, because I love Nepal for many reasons. I've been there for Tibetan exiles, first of all, and then I discovered this place. And my first question when I saw these old elephants working, having pain, was, is there a place where you put your elephants when they retire? And people say, no, of course not. We don't even have any retirement ourselves, humans, so what kind of retirement can we have for elephants? And it came through my mind, and I talked with many local people who answered me that it was a great idea, and that maybe it could increase the ecotourism and maybe make a quite good publicity for Nepal as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a brilliant idea. So the problem always is, how much money does it cost?
Well, it's quite cheap compared to the Thailand project, because Nepal is a poor country, and I think we are much cheaper. To start, we have estimated the year one, so to embark on the project, at $91,000. All included, to buy three elephants, build the mouth place, build the stables, food, medical care, everything. So it's the $91,000. So I'm sure I am quite cheap.
Absolutely. It really isn't. Yeah. Especially, you know, the dollar as such, we're talking probably about 80,000 euros. So it's not that this is money that isn't really there. So you're planning to do this this year in winter?
No, in end 20. No, I think next year.
Next
end
year.
Of
okay.
Next year. Unfortunately, because we have to do many paperwork, we should have two sponsors so far, but who knows? We didn't sign anything, but we are on the good way to have these two well-known sponsors, and we should start at the end of next year, yes, to be ready, to be... we want this project to be sustainable.
Absolutely.
In the long term.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the idea to produce some dung paper. You know what is dung paper, yes?
Yeah.
With the help of a Sri Lanka expert that will help... So we could employ, you know, lonely women as well to work in our center to sell our products. And we count on the many visitors because, you know, in 5 years ago, there was only 40,000 people visiting Tetuan. And in last year, there was 120,000 people. So it has tripled in 5 years.
That's amazing.
So, and there are not many things to do in this area except elephant rides. So we really count on visitors to help us as well. You know, plus the sale of dung paper products, plus some sponsors. So we really count on, you know, a long-term project. We really want this to last for a long time. Anyway, you know, our sponsor want this to be a sustainable project, and it's not for 1 year and stuff, of course.
Yeah. Do you have any veterinary care down there? Are there any vets or knowledgeable people that can help you with their health?
Yes, absolutely. In this area, as there are 120 captive elephants, there are many veterinarians specialized in elephants care in the Nepal border, because it's just at the Indian border. But in Bharatpur, which is the main city around Chitwan National Park, there are many specialized elephant veterinarians as well. There are many mouths, of course, as well. And there are many lands, much lands, I mean, that we could lease. We are negotiating at the moment with the Ministry of Forests to have some special lands that we could have free, but it's not, it's very, very difficult to negotiate so far. They think it's a good idea. Everyone is receiving this idea as a very good project, but after that, you know, being helped financially or in lands, it's much, much more difficult. But, I mean, we can have all what we want, all that we need in this country. 40% of the elephant food can be found on site as well. So it's the ideal place to do it.
If people want to contact you, yes? Is it on your phone number, or how can people get hold of you?
Well, so far we have been constructing our website, so it's not working so far. We have a blog, and we've been on Facebook since a month, and it's terrific because we got an income call from a British charity directly from Facebook. Who said we are able to help you, we would like to help you, tell us more. So we can be found on Facebook at Elephant Retreat Center, that's our name, or at my telephone number if when it works. But
Oh, well, you know, I dialed it a couple of times and it worked. I just give it out, hang on a second. Yeah, do you mind me giving it out to people?
No, of course you can.
Okay,
no,
so if you want, to read Vincent and talk to him about sponsorship or whatever you want to talk to him about, or want to give him more exposure if you work for the media, this is the numbers. It's 0033-369-286-386 or 0033-369-286-385. A lot of people are on Facebook. It's probably the easiest to get you on Facebook.
Yes, because on Facebook we try to explain many, many details, which elephants we would like to welcome first, and all the difficulties we have to face. I think starting is a very tough work.
Yeah,
and fortunately, you know, there are many, many projects in Thailand. I don't know why in Thailand there are so many projects. There are no projects at all in India, and nothing in Nepal, you know, either. So maybe Thailand is a much beautiful, I don't know, land or whatever. But India,
well, you know, in Thailand they have a lot of tourists. I mean, but they would have a lot of tourists in India too.
Yes, India should do something. They are working on it. And you know, we have some people in Bangalore, in Karnataka, and they are looking at our project, because if we succeed in this, they will try to do the same in Karnataka.
Ah, you know, brilliant.
Since a few months, India has decided that circus and zoos were forbidden to hold elephants anymore.
Yeah, very good.
So Unfortunately, they didn't decide the same thing for temples, but it's good so far anyway. Yeah. But these elephants can't be released, you know, in nature like this. They have to be held in some special places. And so they wonder, India government, you know, they wonder if they have to make some special retreat center or readaptability centers. Mm-hmm. So they are wondering, and they are looking at our project to know what it will become.
How big is the space you need?
Quite difficult to say, because it's a very protected area. It's a small country as well. And so far, you know, we will never be a sanctuary, really.
Yeah.
Contrarily to, you know, Tennessee sanctuary or Thailand sanctuaries. We are taking charge of old elephants that have been chained all their lives. So we would like to find some, I don't know, quite large place, but I have no idea so far about what I can get. We would just want them to be free and unchained at day, you know, during the day, to go to the river and to be under supervision of mouths, of course, but with no punishment at all. So for them, it will be a brand new life for their last years in their last home. But I'm really annoyed to give you a kind of surface. I have no idea at all so far.
Okay.
The larger, the better, of course. But
of course, yeah. Is there any opposition? Do you have people, let's say, in Nepal that don't like the idea?
No. I mean, the only things we'll have to face is the night. You know that elephants sleep very, very little, maybe 4 hours a night, and they would like to escape, of course, to go and eat in some rice in the farmer's fields. And that's a real danger, because you have many people killed by elephants in Nepal, because they try to go from Bengali to Nepal, and they have to cross farmer's fields, so people are died and elephants died, and so farmers around you know, even throw stones to elephant when they pass by, which is very, very new, you know, in such a country where people are supposed to love Ganesha. So this is quite new. So there is like an opposition, yes, from the population, and we'll have maybe to organize, I don't know, maybe meetings, maybe create a small museum or invite schools or locals to our project to explain things. But most of the time they are never attacked by captive elephants, or only by the few wild elephants that sometimes cross the you know, the border. But I think, yes, the rural people maybe have a misunderstanding, you know, of what it is, of what it can be.
Yeah.
Because I have never seen that, you know, little boys throwing stones to an elephant. That was a surprise for me.
Okay.
And that shows, you know, there is a big problem in this country, really.
I mean, this is really a pity, because, I mean, we have it in really in all cultures. We have people and young people that are really connected to animals. And then you have other people. Here in Ireland, we have people that burn horses for no particular reasons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I think it is a bit of a global problem. And I think the more you do, you know, get some exposure about your idea, the more you will educate people. You know, animals are always treated badly. That's why, you know, they really are the worst treated beings on the planet. In many ways. So, if, like I said, if people want to contact you, they can do so via Facebook or your phone number. Apart from the $90,000 that you sort of need soon, what do you need extra? Do you need people that can help you translate things? Do you need people that are lawyers? Do you need any help from anyone apart from financial help?
I would say, unfortunately, no, because the Nepali law oblige us. Any foreign NGO must have a local partner, and our local partner will be Animal Nepal.
Oh, brilliant.
So Yes, and it's a great charity in Nepal, you know, and they try to save, to stop the sacrifices. They are doing, and they are sponsored by Brigitte Bardot Foundation as well.
Oh,
so, sure. So we should, and we should be too.
when I was, when I was a child in the '70s, Brigitte Bardot was a god for me. I just wow, you know, she was so beautiful. Actually, she's still beautiful.
I don't know if she's still beautiful.
But I mean, you know, with now she's really beautiful from the heart, you know.
She was a really
beautiful woman.
She has given up everything. She has sold everything she owned, you know, for animals, and she's doing great. And when I met the team in Paris, They said they were okay to help me, but you know, there are so many species to save, and it's very difficult for her. And this is quite unfair. And that was maybe my big question. I was thinking, why would Brigitte Bardot would be the one helping me, for example? So after this British charity came to me, so I was quite happy. And now we should have found, you know, 2/3 of the total amount, but we still miss funds. But I'm not desperating. I'm sure we will get it. We'll make it anyway.
Oh yeah.
But Brigitte Bardot, yeah, it's a fantastic organization, because the door is open for everyone. I mean,
I also think, you know, once this is established and once this is open and people can actually see the work, you know, some people can have no imagination. If they can see it for themselves, and I think also the minute you can create visitors coming in, it will get better, you know.
Yes.
So Vincent, okay. I have to let you go now. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much. How do you say it? Merci beaucoup.
Oui, merci beaucoup.
Okay then. See you then. Bye bye.
See you. Bye bye.
Well, I was just talking to, I don't know if I pronounce it correctly. I call him Vincent, but his name is apparently Vincent Fournier, and he is has an elephant center, or they are about to open an elephant center, elephant retreat center, really, for older elephants in Nepal. You are listening to Wild Time with myself, Thomas Janak.